Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
It's Around the House.
Every time I'm like, oh, this, we're just doing a simple backsplash. And he puts his level on. He goes, we're gonna get this smooth before we start. And I'm like, you're right. We're gonna get this dead on perfect. And then it goes perfectly. Otherwise,
Eric is always playing the voice. He's like, how do you do this again?
Yeah.
I'm gonna just sit and watch and drink my sweet tea over here.
Tell you what, absolutely.
No prep work.
I don't need any prep work.
Right. Why don't you show me?
Feel great right
exactly.
Now.
I'll be back come on now. Over.
Feel it, a fever coming on.
Yeah, exactly. Fever for more cowbell.
Play the cowbell.
And there's only one
addict. Exactly. But seriously, you know, it's that prep work makes that job. And then it just makes everything so much easier because everything lays out flat. Everything lays in. You're not trying to, you know, there's a lot of pros out there. I'll just put a little bit more on the wall or a little bit more on the floor and level it out. No, you're going to fight it.
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is a lot to know. But we've got you covered. This is Around the House.
Welcome to the Around the House show. This is where we help you get the most out of your home through information and education. Thanks for joining us today. We are at Design and Construction Week 2024. And one of the most beautiful booths here, Dow Tile, and we're going to have a great show for you today. Let's go around the room here, do some introductions. My friend Chip Wade.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show, brother.
It's great to be here. Always love getting to chat with you.
Yeah.
And this year's show is really remarkable. A lot of heavy attendance, but more than that, great products everywhere. It's a fun place to be.
Man, what is there, 4 million square feet here and 100 and something thousand people?
I quit counting, Eric.
Yeah, I know.
But my knees didn't.
Right? Patrick, welcome to the show, brother.
Hey, we're glad to be here. Thanks a lot. My name is Patrick Warren, Vice President of Residential Sales here at Dow Tile, focused specifically on the remodel business, which is why I get to work with my friend Chip Wade here. We love to talk about the remodel business and everything that we've got going on at Dow Tile.
Man, that is awesome. And you guys have some stunning stuff in here. You know, I brought my wife here to the show and I already see that we're
Big
doing
mistake.
Some changes in the house, right?
It's a dangerous place to come a little bit. Yeah, it's very inspirational for sure.
Absolutely. And the style in here. And let's talk about some of the color trends and stuff here real quick, because, man, there's some beautiful stuff. And being a child of the 70s, the influence of that right now, it's funny watching the 20-something-year-olds look at some of these walls and go, wow. And I'm like, that is a new version of the cool stuff of the 70s, right?
100%. We're seeing a lot of that. You're even seeing, you know, even Barbie brought out the pink came back. And
right?
All of a sudden you're seeing the old bathroom that had that pink vanity. That's starting to come back. That's super popular right now. From a color point of view, we're seeing that, you know, whites are still very, very popular.
Sure.
But we're starting to see kind of moving away from that gray look to a little bit of that warmer hue, that grayishes, light browns. You can see the wood color tones are coming through, that old oak look that kind of warms up. But there's also the sparkle, the jazz, the jewelry that adds that pop to any room, whether that's color, shape, or sparkle on the product.
Man, no kidding.
You know what I'm seeing is a lot. There's so much larger format stuff going on that actually changes the color story a little bit. So even though, you know, Patrick's talking about, there's still a lot of like the lighter neutrals, the whites and the creams as a base. It's really the canvas for so much more higher contrast touches of some of those throwback nostalgic colors that are coming back that actually feel incredibly current. But it's kind of that, you know, it's looking at it in a new light through the lens of scale.
Right. Yeah. I mean, like last year when we were here, you saw, you know, Kohler came out with all those different colored toilets they had. It wasn't avocado green. It was the new version of that, right?
It's
inspiration from that time, but in a new look and a new lens, right?
That's right.
Yeah, I think there's a nostalgia that everybody's going back to. I think part of that can be fueled from what we went through in 2020 with COVID, where people are bringing it home and they're starting to get reminiscent about what they remember as a child and the family and the colors they grew up with. And you're starting to see that come out in some of our designs.
Yeah. And I noticed something, and nothing against the people out there putting in the luxury vinyl planks and stuff like that. We're really seeing these beautiful tiles coming in where ceramic tile is back. People are like, that didn't hold up as well as I thought. Now you're seeing these large format wood looks and things like that that are really, again, taking that to the next level.
You know, that's exactly, go ahead, Chip.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, as somebody that builds a lot of projects, I design so many things.
Yeah.
Getting to try out all kinds of different products, like you were saying, I mean, the LVP market definitely has gained market share over the years. But
sure.
To your point, people are starting to really see the longevity of what materials actually last.
Yeah.
And tile is one of those things that people are also familiar with, but
yeah.
They don't necessarily remember that it kind of checks every single box of
yeah.
quality, longevity, stain proofness. I mean,
yeah.
And it's just more of a lifelong material that has natural beauty as well. I think that tile is something that's kind of always there, but I think it's becoming more popular because of what your point is. People are appreciating that real longevity factor that exists.
Yeah, people are like, I'm going to spend the money on this, right? I'm going to spend the money. So it's just a little bit more to do it right and have a surface that's going to last decades longer past I get tired of it, actually. You know, you'll be tile trend later going, now it's time for that remodel. Because
well, and think about the value you're adding. I mean, you're putting in a product. You're not just putting in a floor. You put in something that, to Chip's point, is going to have a design aesthetic. It's going to have a performance story, color story. It's going to last as long as you're going to own your home or whatever that space is.
And one thing that's really cool that you're going to see that's coming out with a lot of tile product is it's not just like the slick, glossy, you know, kind of standard, you know, tile. I mean, we have sculpted three-dimensional volumes. I mean, there's real tactical warmth to some of this material. Some of the porcelain product, it's absolutely amazing. The full monochrome through it, with even some of the features, microband technology and things
exactly.
like that, make it not just beautiful, but actually an elevated health story.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's really cool too, because that wood look, you go up and go, okay, what is
anymore.
That?
Yeah,
you don't know.
You don't know. You have to go down and feel it and touch it and go, oh, that's not walnut. That's something else.
We have to remember that when somebody's designing a space, the first thing they're going to design with is that color and look that they're looking for.
Sure.
They're not necessarily saying, I want tile or I want luxury vinyl or I want a wood product. They want that color and that design. And that whatever that performance story is that comes with that, that's where they get the win.
And the cool thing is the products from other manufacturers have come so far. Look at the grouts and things like that. That was sometimes, oh, I don't have to clean the grout. Well, look, guys, those days are over if you pick the right material to go with that. You don't have to worry about that like you did years ago. You know, there's so much more durability in the materials that are part of the installation process now that it's not what you saw in the 80s and 90s where it's like, oh, I got that light cower. I'm going to be down there every week cleaning it.
That's right. And another thing that people don't realize is the manufacturing process of a lot of tile has also improved in a way
right.
that where you're getting much straighter edges, the rectified tiles, where that basically also plays into smaller grout joints. So grout technology is increasing, but the tile itself is actually allowing us to have smaller grout joints, fewer grout lines, which just helps that even more.
Yeah, you get that texture without having this big 1988, you know, half inch grout line in there that you get, oh, horrible.
That's right.
And that just, that hid the manufacturing of that tile where now you could, you're going from that half inch to a credit card thickness.
That's exactly right.
You know, and that's where that makes a big difference. That makes a big difference. And style in here, I mean, some of the mosaics.
Really
some
beautiful.
Of the, oh man. You can basically take a house in here, if you're doing that remodel, and twist it any way you want to go.
Absolutely. What we try to do here is we want to have, in our showroom and then within our Daltile showrooms, we want to make sure we have a portfolio that can complete any project from the ground up, the walls out, or the outside in. We want to make sure we've got the right product that goes with what that performance is going to be, whether that's luxury vinyl, whether that's flooring with our stepwise product that makes a product 50% more slip resistant so they can go from inside to outside. You don't feel it, you can't wipe it away, but it's inert in the body of the product. So we want to make sure that everything, every product that they want to have in their design, color, design, shape, flavor, whatever they need is represented in our portfolio.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And man, you guys have really expanded out that large format stuff as well.
We really have. One of my favorite sizes right now is the 24 by 48, which in a room is spectacular because it allows the true nature and the movement of the product to look like a natural stone better than anything.
But flat. I mean, it's
incredibly
flat.
Yeah.
You can have medium to large size spaces where it in real life, it almost seems surreal because it's such that you get that like uniform light glow across. You get what you want your pictures to look like in real life, which is an amazing thing.
And that comes down to the quality, though. You know, there's a lot of other companies out there, and we don't talk smack about everybody else, but that's what makes that installation look like you want it to, is having the quality material that gets shipped out the door from you guys, because it's dead flat.
We spend a lot of time, Chip mentioned it before, with our manufacturing plants. We have perfected how that product comes out, the strength of it, the consistency, the flatness, so that one, it's going to look like the consumer wants that floor to look like, or the wall or whatever surface, countertops. But it also allows the installer to not have to work it so much. They can be quicker in what they do and have a perfect install product.
Yeah, I can speak firsthand to the manufacturing process, specifically with Delta. I've visited the plants.
Oh, nice.
And of course, I mean, I love it.
Of course.
You know, I mean, total geek out. The engineering background just eats up like these massive high tech machines. But you're not walking into, you know, a makeshift operation that's just, you know, dusty and, you know, that, like, what if you just ask the common person, like, what would a tile plant look like? You know, I don't know. It was like vats of powder and I don't know. No, it is clean. And it looks like you're in a rocket ship. I mean, and the tiles that come out, it's just so perfect. It gives you an appreciation, even though for logistics, for just material handling and everything else, it's a marvel.
It's fascinating when you visit a tile manufacturing facility, because you'll see something go into an oven and you put that powder on it and it comes out the other side and you're like, that can't be the same piece, because the color brain of my interior design background goes, how did that come in that color?
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's millboard.com.
And after it got heated, come out that color.
It's amazing. We have fantastic designers, production people that can make all that happen. It's magic, to be honest with you.
It is.
And when they come out on the other end and they do it consistently and they're pumping out a tremendous amount of volume because they have to fit all the orders that we have. So we're proud of those plants.
Another thing where design leadership really comes into play, because it's not easy to make tile. You're not just like throwing up a tile manufacturing outfit, you know, next year.
Yeah.
It's a commitment. And so when you go into manufacturing of tile, you have to make sure that what you're producing is going to be worthy. And so Dow Tile is always focusing on what they're going to be producing and leading really the industry of tile. Everybody's looking to see what Dow Tile does.
And there's a lot of skills within those plants, but to me, those color people in there that do that,
it's a talent.
Alchemy, whatever they're doing in there, it's like magic.
Mad scientists.
Total mad scientists.
It is.
They want to design something that can be manufactured. So that's the hardest piece too. That, you know, something that looks the way they want it to look, but we have to make sure that it can be processed through our plant and come out at the end the way the consumer wants it to look like.
And do it time and time again.
That's exactly right.
it's fun, and you know this, Chip, from doing stuff. It's you go, oh, that turned out great. But then you have to be able to recreate that so anybody else can do it. That's where the magic is.
That's right. And I think that's one of the exciting things in the industry for installers that are getting more proficient. We touched a little bit on some of the larger format stuff.
Yeah.
You know, we're not, the mainstream is not just like a 12 by 12 tile anymore.
No.
I mean, we're definitely still pushing into, you know, larger resolution mosaics, even with smaller pieces, but larger format tiles on the walls and even exteriors.
Yeah.
I think that's one thing I'm really excited to see, is the design community starting to embrace some of the larger format exterior surfacing, because porcelain and even some of the quartz product is really, you're gonna start seeing it because it's so beautiful and it's starting to pick up on some of the themes of modern architecture.
Yeah, and the cool thing with that is that we now have the tile systems out there that go underneath the tile to make that an installation where you can do it where there's freezing climates and things like that. So it's not just a Southern California,
that's right,
kind of along the lower half of the country. Right. You can do this in many places in the U.S. and get away with it and have something that's going to be durable year in, year out.
Yeah, we have a really robust program called Exteriors, which has everything from your 2CM products, your pool products, all the coping, everything you need for those exterior products, because we know that those projects are going outdoors more. And to Chip's point, it's not just in the southern part of the states. It's all over the country. We sell them in every state in the country right now. And again, we've got the performance, whether it's the pedestals, the direct bond, it's the sand, we have it all, because that project, we want people to come to Dow Tile, one-stop shop.
Yeah, you guys have really pushed that, you know, that limit, especially with some of your click stuff that you came out with a few years ago.
Revo Tile.
I mean, I was, when I first saw that.
Put a little bit of that.
Yeah. I saw that down at the Southeastern Building Conference down in Florida when I was emceeing down there and helped with the demo with that. And I'm like, what, not a perfect project piece for something you need a quick turn. Whether or not, okay, I got a weekend to knock out this tile project, or I'm doing a restaurant and I want to be down for 24 hours or some kind of a commercial thing like that.
Now, for anybody listening that's not familiar with that product, I mean, imagine getting a real tile floor and being able to literally stand on it while you're working on it.
Yeah.
And grout it same day and be done. If you've ever done something like that, you haven't done something like that in the past. It's truly revolutionary.
I thought it was really cool. I was like, okay, these guys are really thinking outside the box, because for those people that have to have it done, you know, in even more in commercial where it's like, you got to do a big project.
Yeah, that's the reality sometimes.
Yeah.
You're eliminating the floor prep. I mean, you have to do some floor prep, but you're eliminating the floor prep and the speed. Those are the two things that you've got to understand on that. And by the way, it's a great product.
And a lot of tools. You can come to the job site with, you know, four items and execute.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Which is incredible.
It's a good point.
Well, you know, you think about it, just for the people out there that are going, okay, what's the big deal about that? You know, you go in there, maybe you spend a day prepping this project. Then you're like, okay, we're laying tile tomorrow. You lay tile and you're like, all right, 24 hours if I got the right thin set or mastic to put it down. And then I got to go grout it. And you're days before you can actually walk across
that
thing.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, just as a builder and somebody that does a lot of installation across the board, one of the biggest things that have increased my productivity is you just can't skip over initial prep. You know, and that's with anything. I mean, if people are like, you know, there's a lot of different materials out there, you know, with tile, maybe I need to do more prep. It's actually not the case. In fact, there's been a lot of circumstances where people, you know, try to put like an LVP or something over a floor that really isn't prepped. And you can't really do that.
No.
And the one of the biggest quality infusers that, you know, over the years that you learn as a pro is that you get that floor prepped correctly and then tile becomes as easy as anything else. And it's really, that's what gives you the best final product.
I learned that the hard way with my buddy, who's one of the best tile experts in the country. And he comes over to my house and helps, my buddy William, and he comes over. And I tell you what, every time I'm like, oh, we're just doing a simple backsplash. And he puts his level on, he goes, we're gonna get this smooth before we start. And I'm like, you're right. We're gonna get this dead on perfect. And then it goes perfectly. Otherwise,
Eric is always playing the voice. Like, how do you do this again?
Yeah,
I'm gonna just sit and watch. Drink my sweet tea over here.
I tell you what, absolutely.
No prep work.
Oh, right.
No,
you need prep work.
Right. Why don't you show me?
My stomach doesn't feel great right now.
Exactly. I'll be back come on over.
Feel it. A fever coming on.
Yeah, exactly. Fever for more cowbell.
Late on the cowbell.
And there's only one
anecdote. Exactly. But seriously, you know, it's that prep work makes that job, and then it just makes everything so much easier because everything lays out flat. Everything lays in. You're not trying to. You know, there's a lot of pros out there. I'll just put a little bit more on the wall or a little bit more on the floor and level it out. No, you're going to fight it.
But, you know, you're seeing in the industry, there's a lot of even other manufacturers that are really putting a lot of innovation into prep.
Yeah.
Floor prep and underlayment type substrates.
Yeah.
Which that tells you a lot about the status of what the industry as a whole understands also about tile.
Yeah.
They know that it's the best.
Yeah.
And they know that it's going to continue to swing into that direction. That's why there's so many product offerings that are becoming available that are easier and easier. A lot of, you know, even peel and stick underlayment membranes.
Right.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, some new stuff that I'm seeing that I'm like, you know, all these things always, you want to kind of breathe through. Is this really going to work?
Yeah.
You know, but that's one of the great things about being in this industry is getting to try all this stuff and seeing what actually is worth its salt.
And that's the thing. And I got to give this to the tile trades out there for all you guys out there that do this for a living. There is, over the last 7 to 10 years, this new elevation to that craft, right? Because you've got all these new systems. I mean, you know, you used to see the guys in there putting up the green board and laying tile right over the top of the shower.
Right.
You know, and now you've got all these other guys that are cringing and going, whoa, slow down.
We need a shower system in here.
Yeah. What's your system? And they're, what? You know, and so that's the cool part with that is that that also adds that longevity of the project.
100%.
Is all that stuff. Because if you don't do that right, You guys get to sell twice as much tile because you have to go back and do it over again.
I don't think the everyday consumer or project owner or contractor in that case maybe really realizes or appreciates the technology advancement over the last, to your point, 10 or 15 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the final product. Again, we're trying to make it easier on the installer, but ultimately a longer lasting project or completed project when it's complete. So
yeah, like I did a steam shower at my house and we did tile and stuff like that in there. And with that steam shower, I was like, okay, this doesn't have to be waterproof. This has to be vaporproof, most of the products aren't vaporproof when it comes in behind that. So it took a lot of research and stuff to go, okay, if I'm in a steam shower, it's one thing to push steam through that. Water is easy comparative to steam. So there's
a lot
of stuff.
Did you ask William to help you with that project?
Yeah, he did.
I'm going to go out of town.
Yeah.
This is going to, I'll need a whole week away.
My fever's back.
My fever's
exactly.
back for a week.
Let's put it this way. Him and I reconnected. Funny story. I've known him since we were 13 in Boy Scouts together.
No way.
Go back.
Right.
So
yeah, that's great.
We lost track of each other. And I actually met him at, I think it was your guys' opening in the Tualatin showroom over in Oregon when you guys opened that up.
Yeah.
I saw him and I go, I know you, but I don't know why. And then I looked
culture
at him,
shock.
Culture shock. I looked over and I went, Billy? And he goes, someone hasn't called me that in 25 years. I'm like, huh?
Speaking of which, that's what happens all the time at these trade shows.
Yeah.
You're like, I know you, but I have no idea. Yeah, it's happened like three times already this morning. But,
exactly.
But it's good. It's a good family reunion.
Exactly. So where do you see trends going? I mean, there is so much large format. There's so much detail mosaics and stuff going. It's not like it's all going big. I know that the 12 by 12 tile is now the 4 1/4 square tile that we saw in the 70s comparatively style-wise, that bigger and smaller is better now.
I think we're seeing a couple of things. We're seeing breadth of product, first of all, just the selection that we can offer in the industry, not only just a Dow tile, every shape, size, color, again, that they're looking for, but we're seeing elongated wall tiles, you know, 3x14s, we're looking versus your traditional 3x6 wall tile.
Yeah.
You're seeing a lot more accents. You're seeing also kind of a throwback to your penny rounds. You're going back to the small penny rounds that are just black and white that maybe look like the grandmother's bathroom you grew up with. And by the way, I love it. I think it looks fantastic. So you got a little bit of that nostalgia throwback, but you're seeing the shapes and sizes sprinkled in with some pretty amazing technology, like Chip mentioned, Defend with Microban, very important. It just adds a whole level of comfort and security, I guess you could say. And then Defend, or Stepwise, which makes products, selected products, 50% more slip resistant. So there's some technologies built in that during that selection process of shape, size, color, and attributes that really make us a one-stop shop.
You think about healthy homes, right? You think about in a bathroom, right? It is probably one of your biggest offenders next to the kitchen because you've got humidity, you've got everything to feed mold and stuff in there. And putting in stuff like that, and of course you've got germs and everything else that are obviously in this room, having that surface is really a game changer for that because, one, it's just going to give that more life in there and less cleaning too, because any of those mildews and stuff, that little orange scum that comes in the shower,
it's
if you don't manage
it.
It's
also the peace of mind, though.
100%.
You know, it's the not having to do as much, but knowing that you don't have to do as much, I think is as powerful as the not doing.
Yeah.
It's the not having to do it in your mind.
Yeah,
which,
good point.
Again, I mean, all of us get so busy and so just consumed with our daily routines.
Yeah.
Even just one space that you could say, you know what, I just don't have to do anything, is like a godsend.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it's also important, like kitchen surfaces and things like that too, right? You know, that kitchen floor, the backsplash, that kind of stuff where you just have to go, all right, this is taking care of itself right now. I can clean that up tomorrow.
Right. Exactly. You know, one of the trends that I'm seeing here specifically, you know, when we talk about large format, I don't want, you know, to put out the insinuation that everything is going bigger. I mean, there's scale of rooms, there's all this, but the technology that exists that makes it great for design is, I almost envision a lot of these larger format pieces almost kind of like, you know, in layman's terms, almost like a piece of plywood.
Yeah.
You know, what can you do with a piece of plywood? You can cut it down into any shape that you want. It's like raw material.
Yeah.
And there's actually options for different, you know, common curated sizes that are cut out of these larger format pieces.
Yeah.
But what that does is it gives you the exact same look, feel, texture, and piece to be able to cascade with scale and size and resolution for whatever you want. So in fact, what it does for the more creative designers out there is gives them an unlimited palette to play with, which that's really what I'm excited about when it comes to large format. I mean, I love the option of doing a whole shower wall, yeah, or a whole big focus piece or a big backsplash seamless, but it's also being able to take that big, you know, 10-foot piece and then having a 2-foot by 4-foot or a 1-foot by 6-inch piece, yeah, to pair together where it all matches.
And you can even use these in small spaces. That powder room, it almost looks like you put a slab floor in, right?
That's right.
And that's what's cool with that. If you can get it in the room and get it twisted around and down, that starts to look really cool in there, because now all of a sudden you maybe have one grout line in the bathroom floor.
You know, one thing that I would tell anybody that's listening, that I'm a big tool guy too.
Sure.
Is some of these new types of suction cup tools that are out there.
Thank you, Grabo.
Yeah, Grabo. Actually, if you're familiar, I've got several of those.
I do too.
It is a game changer for not just tiling, but a lot of different things. But if anybody that's, oh, I don't have the specialty tools to be able to handle large slabs, honestly, you get a couple of those bad boys, you'll surprise yourself. You can do a lot yourself safely, ergonomically, comfortably, and surprise yourself with the results that you can get with larger format, yeah, with just one tool.
And that tool is also great, we're gonna go off subject slightly here, is also great for other stuff. It's carrying in the sheets of yeah, tile backer board, taking glass, moving it around.
They even make where you can pick up rocks.
I know it.
Which, yeah, is kind of crazy. But yeah, you know what? I'm gonna call in your friend. I'm gonna be sick that day.
Yeah.
Are listening, William?
Yeah. Yep. But you know, it's one of those things, and that's what I love about this industry too, is you know, I have installed a ton of tile, but you bring in that person that's got every certification known to mankind, that's an educator out there, and you go, oh, there's better ways to do it. And I think that's one of the things that's cool with all these installers out there that are making these beautiful, like what you guys did in here in this booth.
Yes.
You know, that attention to detail, when you have the right product, makes for a seamless installation that gives you that really high refined look, because you can look on that plane and whether it's a mosaic or a large format slab, it looks perfect.
That's right. And that you guys do such a great job here, all of these trade shows. But this one reason why I love to come to trade shows is it truly is inspirational, even for professionals.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm walking around here looking stuff for my personal projects,
yeah,
but getting inspired, you know, to say, hey, you know what? I'm not prideful about it. I'm going to do exactly that because I can see it in full scale. Right. It looks perfect. And coming here and seeing it, and obviously, all over the country, Daltile has designer showrooms that are kind of the microcosm of what we're in right now with all the stuff that's available. So I'm definitely going to be taking some pointers.
Yeah,
so
I think it also tells you, like, hey, I could do that. I didn't realize I could, wow, they did that. Look what they did on that wall.
It's possible.
I could actually put those two colors together. It makes sense. I could put those two shapes together, those structures together. I think that's the inspiration. I agree with you on that. That's a good point.
I feel bad now that we were talking about William so much, because Monday, I'll show you the phone afterwards. He's, hey, can you come over and help me? I went over to Dow and picked up my slabs for the fireplace. Can you help me on Monday? And I'm like, oh, I'm in Las Vegas. Sorry, man. And I'm like, oh. He's helped me so many times.
We'll get him a Daltile shirt.
There we go.
I was thinking about you, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, William. But I walked in this booth. I'm 4 feet in the booth. And I go, my wife's with me. And she's, this is our new entryway. And I'm like, yeah, it is. And I'm like, great. Hardwood's coming up in the entryway. This is what's going down. Because it's stunning.
It's amazing. Hey, let's let us know. We're ready for you.
Oh, yeah.
You might need to leave your wife in the hotel room.
Oh, I can't.
It's going to cost you some money.
Oh, no. It's content, right? It's content. 100%. Let's talk about this for a minute of what that is, because that is stunning. And I think that's something that people should jump on your website and take a look.
So I think when you look at that, that almost looks like an Onyx product.
Yeah.
And almost like it could be one of those underlit Onyx products.
No question.
But that's a marble-based product that really has a nice aesthetic look to it. It has the arches. It gives you a little bit of that throwback you're talking about from the 70s. Little Art Deco-y.
You know?
But it is a wow product. Total pops. Look at everybody. Everybody's standing out all the time. I mean, that's one of those where they look down and say, exactly like your wife said, I want that for our entryway.
Yeah.
It's kind of an odd dynamic of there's still high contrast, but it still kind of looks monolithic at the same time.
Yeah.
So it's like almost like if it's possible to get classier than a slab of onyx, somehow we've accomplished that.
Because you've got the arches and the kind of overlaying arches to paint the picture here. You've got the grays, but then you get that kind of orangish gold rust but color subtle. That comes through it that's just subtle. And it gives you that just style throughout. But it's not so even. It looks like it's hand-laid natural stone.
100%.
You know, so you get that feel, and it's gorgeous.
Yeah, we're really proud of that one. That one's going to be an award winner for sure.
Yeah, no question.
That's one of the things about tile as well, is you can get the benefits of doing entire expansive spaces and get the longevity, but you can also do a small bit and set the stage for quality. Like you throw that in your foyer, all of a sudden, like the essence of the feel of quality for everybody that walks through your front door almost has a higher expectation or even perception of your house than it actually is.
Changes the whole feel.
We're kind of, that's what we're all kind of after if we're
right. Awesome. Yeah.
But that's kind of a good tangible and kind of bite-sized place where you could put something like tile to really elevate the luxury of your house.
And the stuff you can do now with the heated floor systems and stuff that people come in, oh, this is a nice warm floor. And if you're in an area that is wet or frozen or you get the snow coming in, it's almost a self-drying surface in itself.
That's exactly right. You know, one of the areas that we're seeing a little an expansion is these little accents that people can do, whether that's not an accent, but under subfloor heating, very important. Like people, is it really expensive? You know what? Actually, per square foot, when you lay it all out, the benefit you're getting, it's not that bad. We also see a lot of niche lighting, accent lightings within the bathroom and your shower area. Just adds a little bit of that extra feel for the room. You know, you get that one little bead of light in that shower niche, changes the whole feel in that shower.
Right.
So that's, I see more technology going that direction, lighting, how the room feels and the whole mood that it provides.
One little thing in the shower that's also a game changer. Talk about, I'm more selective when I do floor heating now because you can kind of get away with just maybe doing more than you have to do.
Yeah, 100%.
Like in the shower, it's the seat and it's the back. It's so if you think about kind of brace yourself sometimes, like if you're fortunate enough to have a seat in the shower, first of all, but then you sit down, you're like,
whew,
kind of catches your breath and you kind of have to spray the back and try to get it warm. So you kind of touch it slightly, but imagine that just being like a warm blanket and allows you to really fall into it. It doesn't take much square footage, but that little bit of forethought in a bathroom remodel or shower is absolutely a must have.
Yeah, that's a great point. One other thing
that I've been doing to add in showers is the new shower drying systems now, the air drying shower systems. I'm sure you guys have seen that. The guys over like Aramata and those guys that have that system. You know, if you have hard, no squeegee needed in the shower now, and which makes that tile look so much better because it's dry in 10 minutes. You hit the button, walk away. And there's less maintenance with that as well.
A little better than leaving the vent on for 2 hours.
Right?
Yeah. And nobody wants to squeegee their shower after a nice shower.
Right? You're relaxed.
Kills the moment.
So let's talk about more of the products you guys have in here, because I tell you what, I mean, there's every style in here. I don't care if you've got a 1920s classic home or you got something that's like super modern. There's a flavor for everybody, which shows up in your showrooms across the country.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that we also provide here is we have floor tile, mm-hmm. we have wall tile, we have mosaics, we have countertops. We have two facilities in Dixon, Tennessee that makes 1/4 products.
Yep.
Jumbo slabs makes it much larger, largest one in the industry.
Yeah.
And then we also have our panoramic porcelain products, which allows a whole different level of expertise. The idea is we want to make sure we have a surface and a tile product that we bring it all together.
Yeah.
Countertops are very important. And we know that if you're going to buy a countertop, 95% of the time you're buying a wall tile or you're buying a mosaic. So we want to make sure we have something that coordinates with that. So that's where our line really expands. That's what we're showing here today.
Yeah.
I can speak from experience with the 1/4. I've installed a lot of it.
Sure.
Absolutely love it. Some of my favorite are some of the darker tones. They're so rich. But to Patrick's point, the confidence from a design standpoint is knowing that you have coordinated color. It just makes the finishing the room very, very simple.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of folks like the idea of hiring, you know, a professional designer to go and select everything. But the reality, even with a lot of my clients, is a lot of people pull back a little bit and still want to take a little bit of that ownership.
Yeah.
But really kind of don't want to have to, you know, deal with the insecurity of full decision making.
Yeah, am I making the right choice? This is my idea.
That's right. So the ecosystem of Dowel Tile gives you that confidence. You're like, oh, that's gonna, they're all from the same mastermind.
Yeah.
They've curated these selections together so that I just know I can just order that and I'm gonna install it and it's going to look the way I hope anything would look, but it never works out that way unless you go this other route.
That's a really important point. There's two things that Dowel Tile does. Number one, we have over 100 showrooms throughout the country.
Yeah.
We have a design team specifically set to help that consumer make that selection, right?
Yeah.
Now, we don't sell direct. We'll sell through a dealer, but we want to make sure that they can have that selection. Because what will happen is, to Chip's point, someone will come in and say, I want to redo my kitchen. And they walk in and there's a lot of product.
Like, yeah.
Where do I start? What do I do?
Eyes are glazing over.
Yeah, right. Oh, this is harder than I thought. So we have an amazing team that can help with that. The other thing that we do, and we're showcasing it here today, is we have a merchandise system for whatever kind of dealer, for example, that offers. We took our 10, let's take a kitchen, for example, kitchen and bath. We took our 10 best 1/4 products,
mm-hmm.
and then we paired each one of those 10 with a wall or a mosaic. So because when they come in, they think, where do I start? Well, you know what? Pick one of these and start your process. And they can walk around. They have that one quartz. They have the wall. They're almost there. And it's the, you know, look, the mannequin sells the most in a department store, right? You're Nordstrom, exactly. The mannequin sells the most. That's what we're trying to do, because it is, we have a tremendous amount of products in the industry.
Yeah.
And we need to help that consumer. We do that. So the third piece that we do is we do it all, the whole selection process begins online.
Yeah.
Everything does, but everything yeah. we do. But we have, through Dial Tile, we have a Dial Tile stylizer that allows someone to see what that product's going to look like in their actual showroom, in their home.
Yeah.
And we know that they're 5 times more likely to purchase if they use that. So we're trying to touch all parts of it, because that consumer journey is difficult. And yeah. we want to make it as frictionless as possible as they go through that process.
As you and I both know, because we've both talked about technology and design, it is one of those things that has really changed that, because most consumers can't visualize this. And that's a great tool for people to go, oh, that's what that's going to look like. Because many times they'll see that tile or even that slab and they just can't, they don't do this every day.
It's the same thing with the cleanliness story. It's about peace of mind. It's knowing what you're going to, it's having confidence that you're going to get what you think you're going to get.
Yep. Yeah.
Once you get over that hurdle, it makes the process what you hope it was from the beginning, which is enjoyable, fun, exciting, energetic, not full of uncertainty and second guessing.
Yeah.
So the more that we know what we're getting before it gets installed, it just smooths that process down.
Agreed. Yeah. And your slab warehouses in your locations that have that are absolutely amazing out there. That's like a candy store.
It's amazing. I'll give you a funny story. So we just put some quartzite in our house about 2 years ago.
Okay.
And my wife called me. She was shopping. She was going through, looking at all these beautiful slabs. And she found one. She calls me. She's whispering. She goes, I found one. I'm like, okay, why are we whispering?
Yeah.
Said, because somebody
bought it.
Some guy, yeah. So she said, some guy walked by and said, hey, I want that if she doesn't want it. And I thought, she got game to that. So now people make that selection. I
said, there's only one left in the condo.
Exactly. Yes. So, yeah, I'm going to have to check with my boss. And yeah. Right?
Let me get the manager.
Those slab yards are pretty impressive. You have to be able to see the whole visual and what the veining does to actually know what it's going to feel like in your kitchen.
And that's one thing is, as a kitchen designer myself of 30 years and certified kitchen designer, seeing that and going, oh, wow, this vein dodges around the sink in the island, and it's really going to be, you really got to go out and feel it, look at it,
100%.
Touch it, see it, and then compare that to your design to go, okay, this is going to work perfectly, because those are those little details. It's like the jewelry, right? On that whole project, when you can get that stuff lining up and looking perfect and tell the story in the place, it's that piece that everybody walks into that space and goes, wow, look at that island.
But that's what you get when you go to the stone yards and the showrooms. You can pick it all out, and then it can all just show up at the same time.
Yeah.
And it's and you got one contact to call. Yeah.
Oh, that's half the battle, right?
That is half the battle.
What people don't realize, the logistics and complexity of a remodel or build is immense.
It's
and so
a
the
symphony.
More you can consolidate, you're just helping yourself out exponentially.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's what's cool about it. With it doesn't matter if you're a homeowner or a designer walking into that showroom, you've got the people in there to help and go. Because many times you go, hey, this is what I want to go with. Have you seen this? And they'll go over and grab that other piece, and now
there
that's the rest of it.
That's right. The visual language is more powerful than anything.
Yeah,
that's exactly.
Absolutely.
Right.
Because maybe it's that little pencil line detail that you're putting through that just adds that extra, maybe it's depth, maybe it's texture, you know, whatever it is. And that's the cool thing in here is you can put so many different things together to make it, okay, that looks like stone, that looks like wood. Maybe it is stone, but it's one of those things that really can give you those textures and layers that really make that place just not look like it's a boring black and white kitchen.
That's right. And one of the award winners here, this Caligo, very new this year, is that to a T. I mean, it's that texture. It's probably my favorite that
so
I've
too.
Seen
That's
in here.
That's a good one. Yep.
It has almost like an undulating subtle wave to it.
Yeah.
But kind of still has that real earthy gray that's just, it could go anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to get that one installed somewhere just
yeah.
to see it.
You're like, it's going someplace. I don't know where. Yeah.
Checklist for Chip's next project.
There you go.
It's a long one.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's, and I want to say this before we go. It's one of those things that things as technology gets better and better every year, things look more real. You know, when you're getting into the porcelains and stuff like that, you know, a decade ago, you could kind of tell that maybe that's porcelain, maybe it's now it's who knows what you're looking at with these materials.
You know, I think as technology grows in so many different industries, I feel like it almost makes things more replaceable. You know, it's like cheaper, faster, but not necessarily really better.
Yeah.
In the tile category, technology plays into actually making it better.
Yeah.
Because the material core itself is undeniable. It's now the visuals and the textures that that's where the technology plays into the tile industry and what Dow Tile is doing. So again, I think that that's one of the more authentic types of things that we want to have happen.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen in every industry.
Love authenticity. That's awesome. Good
work. Yeah, and it is because, you know, so many, especially in American public, marble's gorgeous. But the typical American consumer doesn't want to put that on a countertop because that first time they spill red wine on it or do something, it's done. Europe and other countries, that's just part of the patina. We're not a patina country.
No, we're not a patina country.
Well, our houses aren't made of stone.
Exactly. We're not 1,000-year-old stone homes.
That's right.
It was built in 2017.
Yeah, exactly. No patina
here. That's the older house in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Exactly right.
But yeah, that's the thing. And so now we've got these materials that are actually more durable than the real thing and easier to maintain. And quite frankly, in our culture, are going to last a lot longer. And they're being made out of materials that are less precious well.
A tile is going to get us there faster and it's going to stay longer.
Yeah.
It's really, of all the categories in the industry, this has the most design potential and fun to have with that space that you're designing. It really...
And the payoff is bigger.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You're going to be happier with the final product. Yep. You're like, wow, this is really what I was going for.
Yeah.
And if you're not, just come back to Dow Tile and we'll show you something new.
I'm sure you will.
Exactly. That's how it goes.
Touché.
So Patrick, how do people find you guys?
Everywhere. Find us. We are our just little plug for Dow Tile, our 77th year. We have 100 plus showrooms around the country. They can go to DowTile.com and look at our locator and find one near them.
All right. And Doug, we got to plug you too, Chip. Come on.
You know what? If you're looking for inspiration, what I try to do is to create spaces that are aspirational for the everyday homeowner, but also to architects, designers, specifiers, and developers. That's what I strive to do, is to put in the effort to create new looks, new processes, and really installations that are aspirational. I got a lot of new projects coming up this year. You can find me at Wade Works Creative, or you can find me and see what I'm up to.
You got it. Guys, thanks for taking the time today. This was an absolute blast, as expected.
Thanks, Eric.
Awesome. Thanks, Eric. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, guys. I'm Eric G, and you've been listening to Around the House.
Somewhere unseen and undiscovered, anywhere beyond the mean, life is a love song, let's be lovers. We're all over the radio, take my hand, I know where to go. All over the radio, with you. We're all over the radio.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.